Hello and welcome to Two Geeks M2C, episode 15, otherwise known as Where in the World is Kevin? Sponsored by Slow Motion Explosion. Check out their MySpace page. I'm Bob, always and forever known as the intern.
I'm Simon, and where is Kevin?
I don't know. I think he went into the video vault somewhere and we locked him in last week.
Oopsie.
Oops.
You know what? I think when we attended that concert the other week, Slow Motion Explosions concert, they were so good that Kevin's just still in there with his headphones listening to their album continuously. He must have been to their MySpace page.
He might be.
You never know. Maybe we should go check it out, but we'll check that out later. We don't need him right now. Get going, intern. Let's get the show on the road.
The show starts. Our first movie is The Woman. The Women. It's directed by Diane English, who directed Murphy Brown, Love and War, and My Sister Sam.
I think she created Murphy Brown, to be honest with you.
Actually, she did, but she also directed it. I looked it up. The movie stars Meg Ryan, it's a stellar cast. Meg Ryan, Eva Mendes, Deborah Messing, Annette Bening, Jada Pinkett Smith, Bette Midler, Carrie Fisher, Candice Bergen, Debbie Mazar, and Joanna Gleason.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a lot of boobs in the room.
With a lot of people.
Yep. All boobs. Hmm. So, what did you think of this?
Is there
a premise?
There is. Would you like to know it?
Yeah, I would.
It revolves around this woman who's very happy until she finds out that her husband is having an affair with Eva Mendes' character. She turns to her friends for support, and they try to help her. And by the end of it, she's very happy.
Yeah, again. I mean, did you read some more about this movie that took forever to make?
Actually, I missed that part.
Yeah, it took a while to make. Meg Ryan's a star,
mm-hmm.
and her friends are Jada Pinkett Smith and mainly Annette Bening. Now, this is a remake of the earlier 1929 or 1930 movie called The Women. And it's in color, actually, that movie, when they have the fashion show in the middle. We should have a fashion show in this one, too. So, did you like this movie?
I didn't mind the movie. I thought it gets cluttered with everything going on at once. It deals with marital stress, the problems, and support. But it wasn't a bad movie. But I wouldn't. I think it's a chick flick.
A chick flick. I think this is a total chick flick.
This movie
could put me to sleep within 15 minutes of beginning.
It probably did.
I'm sitting there going, I'm in love with Meg Ryan. Okay, not an issue. She's gorgeous. Eva Mendes was smoking hot. But I'm sitting there going, oh, God, is this movie still on? Like, I can't even handle it. I am so bored. Watching these women, wah, 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 the whole movie. I mean, from what I read, even women found this movie boring. The plot is she loses her husband. Great. That's great. He left her for Eva Mendes. Understandable some days. And you're just sitting there going, and nothing happens. The whole movie's about her finding herself. And that's it. It's her trying to find herself for 2 hours with all these great actresses that really have nothing to say to each other. Like, no real conflict other than an affair. Whoop-de-doo. Who cares?
So you're saying you hated it?
It was boring. Really boring. Okay. Parts of this you could just have nap during and waking up later and you still wouldn't have thought the movie had moved. Thought you might have hit the pause button or something. Hated it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to give it a thumbs up. I'm just going to give it a marginal because it was okay.
Thumbs down.
It's watchable.
Meg Ryan, yeah, and you're very attractive. Please do a movie I enjoy. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Our next movie is Long Shots, directed by... singer Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. It stars Ice Cube, another singer. He's trying to turn into an actor. And several...
Come on, Kiki Palmer. No, Kiki Palmer's not unknown.
Oh, okay. You know who she is.
Yeah, she's in Aquila and the Bee. I think that's her. You didn't see Aquila and the Bee, I presume, then?
I haven't seen it.
It's a great movie. I really liked Aquila and the Bee.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and she's also got she's on some TV show now. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Oh, actually, I've got something here. Fred Durst, this is his second movie. The first movie he did, and I don't know if either one of us saw it. I know I didn't. It was The Education of Charlie Banks.
I'm sure you've heard of it, though.
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, exactly my point. So they got some no-name director who used
no
to be...
No name?
I say Fred Durst in the movie industry is a no-name director.
Well, in the movie industry, okay, but
he was famous for screaming into a mic, making bad music, and annoying people.
Okay.
And then he's directing a family Disney entertainment movie called Long Shots? What's this movie about, intern?
It's about he's he used to play football. Now his daughter, he finds out, can throw a football. And
No. Did you actually watch this movie?
Yes, I did.
Or just watching like an ABC special and get confused?
No. I watched it.
Okay. This movie's about Ice Cube, who's an out-of-work guy in a small town who has to take care of his niece.
Right.
Right. Not his daughter, his niece.
Yes.
And then they're just sitting there trying to find to relate to each other. They don't relate at all together. So they go out and play football. She doesn't want to. She throws the ball. He sees the high school, high school. High school team needs a quarterback. They don't want a player. The coaches say, yeah, she made the team, but she sits on the bench the whole time, and she finally makes it in.
But he did used to play football because Ice Cube used to play football. His character, anyway.
He used to be a QB.
Yeah.
And then she makes it. By the end of the movie, obviously she gets in, being the long shot, and the whole town comes together around her, and her dad tries to get back into her life. She makes an effort, and by the end of the movie, she realizes her dad's a schmuck and moves him along.
Right.
Well, did you like this?
I'm going to have to say I did, but it was entertaining, but I'm not going to give it a stellar thumbs up.
I think this was a great tool of how towns can come together. I thought it was excellent the way it was portrayed women, like that they can play football and maybe we should let them play football. And it was a nice coming together family picture. I thought it was really good for families that don't want anything too violent for their kids, just want a nice feel-good story for their kid. I thought it was really good. And Fred Durst directing ability, I don't know how much directing they can do. I think me and the sound guy could go out and direct this movie, though. I wasn't
You
impressed.
Probably could.
I mean, I thought it was very dull, dim, and boring. There was no real costumes other than what they were wearing off the bus when they showed up or the car. Like, I don't think there was much of an effort. Like, Ice Cube looked like he would normally be wearing on a Sunday afternoon going to the mall for the most part. What did you think?
I'm going to have to it was enjoyable, but not a stellar thumbs up.
Right. That's not what I asked you.
What did you ask me?
I just asked you. I mean, did you think the directorial debut was anything like that exciting?
Like, no.
Could I have directed
this? You could have directed this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, if Fred Durst wants to be a director, he's going to have to impress me instead of doing ABC's Back to the School specials here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, has this story been told before?
It has. I believe the Remember the Titans was done with it's sort of similar.
No, that's what I mean. I think
a better story too.
Like, did this movie have to be a movie? Shouldn't it have been just like an ABC special after school?
It could be an after school special.
Like, shouldn't it have been on the Disney Channel or something? Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to hit that kind of angle?
I think so.
Because I think we've got a better audience. Next up, we've got a kind of weird movie, I think, that most people out there probably have never heard of.
Is this the promotion?
That would be the one.
Okay.
I think you need one.
Yes, I do.
But you're going to still be the intern until the end of the show, so you're at luck.
Oh, darn.
But at least wait, host.
Where'd that go?
Let me lead. I'll take the lead on this one. The promotion starring William Scott. Oh, look at me. I'm screwing up already. Sean William Scott, John C. Reilly, Lily Taylor, Bobby Carnivale, Jenna Fisher, Gil Bellows, and Masioka, who I love from Heroes, and Jason Bateman. What did you think of this?
I actually gave it a thumbs down. I didn't enjoy it at all because I'm not a fan of John C. Reilly. Sean William Scott, again, like, he's changed. He no longer acts like he does in
yes, he does.
The American Pie movies. He's sort of calmed down from his American Pie movies.
Well, that's his problem. Like, he's exactly the same character as American Pie movies, just that now he has to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, he can't party anymore because it's like Stifler had to get a job. And he's trying to change his thing, but he keeps taking these horrible comedies. Like, he's never made an effort to take a real role.
But it's sort of like he's left Stifler behind, though.
No, in my mind, he hasn't. It's just Stifler grown up.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, I used to be the party guy in high school, but I had to go get a real job and, you know, make some money. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And what happened to John C. Reilly? He used to be good.
Like, when?
From Step Brothers to this? Like, yeah. What's up with that?
Well, his best movie, I think, was Chicago.
Yeah, like, he can sing and dance. I think he should just stick to those singing and dancing movies, maybe. But, I mean, people keep giving him work. I think he's an excellent actor. Like, whatever role he's given, he convinces me he's that character that smokes drugs in this movie and does this and that. So let's get back to this movie.
Okay.
This movie's about Sean William Scott working at a local supermarket.
Right.
And a new supermarket's going to be open, and he expects to get the job.
Right.
And then
until John C. Reilly shows up.
Exactly. And John C. Reilly moves up, and he wants the job too, and that's what the whole movie's about, the promotion. But I thought this movie had a couple of funny bits in it.
It did. It has its moments.
I love the scene when they get John C. Reilly asked about the girl's juice or her olive sauce or oyster sauce, is it?
She's got nice. Oh, yes, I remember that part.
I thought that was kind of bad. I thought some of the stuff in the supermarket wasn't bad, but I love the part when he's got the cards and he has to read the comment cards, and he doesn't want to hand in the comment cards.
So he tries to – actually, I saw that. He tries to change some of the comments.
I thought that was kind of good.
Yeah.
And Gil Bellows is just – might have one of those guys that might have had a career and just sort of went, eh. And what happened to Jenna Fischer? Like, these are your choices from The Office? You do promotion?
Well, that's what you get.
I guess they thought this movie was going to be something it never became, like one of those cult hits I think they were kind of looking for, one of those weird, dark blue comedies. Bob?
I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down. I didn't, it did have its moments. I didn't enjoy the movie as a whole because I thought it was, like, the premise was off.
So you think they missed that whole comedy thing?
Yeah, I think they did.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you. Maybe if you follow occasionally, intern, you would figure out where
that's why I'm
going.
The intern. I learn as I go.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess I'm right. So let's go something a little more fun, I thought. Do you want to lead into Bon Cop, Bad Cop?
We could do that.
Well, why don't we do that?
Sure. Bon Cop, Bad Cop. It's Canadian made. It's it's great.
Well, I don't always have. Okay, stars Colm Freyre. And Patrice Bellinger and Patrick Hoot, which is, I thought was a strange movie. It had English and French in it with subtitles. And it was a little bizarre for us. It's usually we watch a little more mainstream stuff. And this one I thought was a little off the beat. And we don't usually watch Canadian productions.
No, but I saw this one and it was actually nominated and won a few of the awards at the Canadian Genies.
Well, because Canadian movies don't usually make it outside of Canada.
No. But this one was really good. I enjoyed the story. The two cops don't get along because they're from opposite. They're one's from Ontario and one's from Quebec. And there's this scene where they find a guy dead on the sign between Ontario and Quebec, half of them on each side. That was a scene. And there's this, they'd say, he's in Quebec. He says, well, no, the line is something about his ass is in Ontario, so you get him.
I thought this movie had a good premise. I thought some of the scenes were funny. I love when the car blows up, when they had the guy.
That was a good one.
When they go to the Barker Bar and get into a fight, pick up the guy, throw him in the trunk, and then the car blows up while it's being towed off so they never get to the thing. I thought the overall premise was kind of dumb, that the guy's killing old hockey guys. He doesn't like them. I just thought the storyline was dumb, but I liked the interaction between Colm and I think it's Patrice Bellinger.
Yeah.
Plays the other guy. I thought that was really well done. I just thought the story was kind of dumb.
No.
It looked very Canadian to me.
Yeah.
I think that was
it looked
my
Canadian,
issue.
But then you sort of get the idea that they're trying to make better quality movies in Canada. I found that. This is one Canadian movie that I really enjoyed. It's one of the better ones.
I think the problem with some Canadian production is they don't have the money to do big budget
stuff.
That's
the problem.
I mean, just the production costs are in Canadian. They can't afford bigger actors, even though I do enjoy Colm Freyre whenever I see him. That maybe this is a start. I would like to see a Bon Cop, Bad Cop too, if they could tweak the story a little bit better. Maybe have a little bit better story, because I really enjoyed the interaction. It's like Canada's Lethal Weapon, I guess.
Yeah. So the two leads, you found the two leads worked well together.
I thought they were excellent, the two leads. I just didn't really like the story as much. But I would recommend this movie if you just want something different. It's kind of not American, very polished American. It's more of a choppy Canadian film, I guess I want to say.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, made on the cheap, but not really. I don't know how to say that properly.
Well, I saw ads for this, and I really wanted to see it, so... I'm glad I saw it. I give it a thumbs up.
Well, that's good to hear. I'll give it a marginal thumbs up.
Marginal.
I didn't like the storyline. That's what's kind of hurting me on this whole thing. So, yeah, without Kevin, I think we're running through these. I guess he talks a lot, that Kevin guy.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened to him. I think we might want to open the video vault at one point and try to find him.
Well, maybe later. That or I think we have some other stuff to go over first.
Yeah.
I think that I want to go over something you recommended to the crack staff here.
Oh, what would that be?
Maybe some driving lessons, which you might need yourself, I think.
Driving lessons. This might have been a mistake for me to...
I want you to go first on this one.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay. Driving lessons. It was... If I can find this. Oh, here it is. Okay.
It has Rupert Grint, Laura Linney, Julie Walters.
Yep. And Julie Walters, I don't know what happened to her career, but in between...
She got old,
but she is in the Harry Potter movies and Mamma Mia, so... Her career still has a career.
What happened to it?
What happened to it?
You just asked what happened to it, and you answered your own question.
Well, yes, but what happened to it is she made driving lessons, and then she realized what she made and made Mamma Mia.
No. I think Mamma Mia was done first, wasn't it? Or was this? She went from this to Mamma Mia. Every actress or actor needs to work.
Yeah,
it's like every musician will work. You know. Money's money. That's the way I always look at it. If somebody's going to offer me $50 to play a gig for them, you're not going to take the $50, or somebody's going to offer you $500,000 to do a movie, you're going to do it.
However, right. I did recommend this movie. I watched it, and I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down, even though I watched it.
Did you hear that, listening audience? He recommends it, and then thumbs it down.
Well, not every movie's a gem.
A gem. This is a piece of crap.
Yeah.
You made me sit there watching... Rupert Grint, the movie's about Rupert Grint, who I love in Harry Potter.
Yes,
he's learning good. To drive.
Yes.
Now
he makes friends with Julie Walters, and they hang out together.
We got to tell the whole story.
Okay.
Because I want our audience to understand how bad this film is, so I can tell them the whole thing so they don't need to go see it.
Well, maybe they want to see it for themselves, our dear listeners.
Well, let me fill them in a bit more then.
All right.
So they can understand the story. So he needs to take driving lessons, and he's not a good driver. So Laura Linney is...
His mother.
His mother, who's, I'd say, a little bit of a religious freak, would probably be the little overprotective. And she feels that they have to help the poor because God tells them to and this and that. So she tells Rupert Grint he has to go help somebody. So he checks on the board who needs help, and Julie Walters needs help. And Julie Walters is an old, out-of-work actress who's a little kooky, I think. It's a little set in her ways, and he goes to go help her. And this is a movie about both of them finding themselves together. One of those discovery movies, I like to call them. Well, discover this. This movie's crap. It's boring. It can put you to sleep, and you're like, why was this made? Is this like somebody teenage play that never got made, and somebody won the lottery and decided to make their own movie?
I think they wanted to see if Rupert Grint can actually do something other than Harry Potter movies.
Let me tell you, no. He's horrible in Harry Potter. I just love Harry Potter, the concept. Yeah. I don't think he's good in them.
So you don't think Ron Weasley is a good character?
No, there's nothing wrong with Ron Weasley.
Digressing a bit,
I'm
of
just
course.
Saying he's not a competent actor.
No.
If this is the best he can do, he's got a long way to go. I mean, he needs to go do some Broadway or maybe some London stage, like get some presence.
Yeah.
Like he plays just bleh. Like Ron's kind of bleh. He's bleh.
Is that the technical term, bleh?
Well, he's just boring. It's like if you eat oatmeal every day for 45 years, you might want something else.
Yeah.
Rupert Grint's what, 23, 24?
I think he is.
And go get some acting lessons. Do something. This movie's horrible. Like, Julie Walters was fantastic for what she does. She's Julie Walters. She can act. We know that. And Laura Linney can act.
Oh, yeah.
But this script stunk. He stunk, and it needed to go.
Yeah. Well... Not every movie, as I said, not every movie's a gem.
That's right. And some movies shouldn't be made.
No.
This is one of them.
You're right.
Okay. Moving along.
Moving on.
What else do you have for me?
What else do we have? We have a movie called Chaos.
Uh-oh. I think I'm in trouble.
I think you're in trouble because Chaos was directed by Tony Giglio.
Yeah, I think we've run into him before, but I can't remember what else we saw.
Actually, he's acted, directed, and produced smaller films.
Like Love, Sex, and Murder?
Which I've never
nobody's
seen.
Nobody's ever seen.
Yeah. This movie starred Jason Statham, Ryan Phillippe, Wesley Snipes, Nicholas Lee from The X-Files, Keegan-Connor Tracy from Final Destination 2.
Okay, let's back this up. See, the cast is good.
Yep.
You got to give me that.
Yes, I have to give you that.
It has a decent cast. But I think, what do you think? I think this movie kind of just falls on its head early.
I think so. I'm not. I watched it and I just started watching and I said, why am I watching this?
The acting was atrocious. It just keeps telling me Jason Statham cannot act.
No.
Every time I watch one of those movies, I'm like, I don't know how you're a star. Chicks must find you hot because I don't. And that's the only reason why you have a job. Ryan Phibley, we know, is done.
Yeah.
He's never really had a career.
You call that a career?
Well, his last mainstream release was Stop Loss, and that went nowhere.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes, we know, has got busted for tax evasion, so he needs anything he can to make cash.
Yep.
And I don't know. I just thought this movie was eh. The ending was predictable.
Mm-hmm.
The story was beyond slow. Do you remember the story?
I can't really remember the story, but I remember I did not enjoy this movie. I'm going to have to... Okay, you'll have to describe the movie and then refresh my memory so I can just say,
forget it. This is just a cop movie.
Yeah.
Just another one of those cop movies. And you know what? It just stinks. There's a little twist at the end and it's over. Thankfully, the end. It was just, I don't understand these movies. I love Wesley.
Yeah.
I like Jason Statham. Even though he can't act, he's stiff as a board. I accept that about him. I know what I'm getting into with him, but this movie's just bad. I can't even remember this movie. I saw it so long ago. You guys took forever to get to it, so I have nothing else to say. Let's just skip it. It's horrible. Skip it. Skip this. Skip promotion. Skip the women. You know what you guys should do? Go out there and listen to Slow Motion Explosion's album while you watch this movie, because it has a better soundtrack than the movie.
Well, I think you should. That probably is a good idea, especially for Chaos.
Yes, I mean, Chaos was awful. Chaos, I think, describes this movie just perfectly. Chaos. I don't know how to describe it. You can't something.
Unchaosy.
Not unchaosy. Uninfallible, unimaginable, boring.
Boring.
Tony Gigolo should get together with the guy that did Long Shots, Fred Durst. Maybe they can make a new song or something.
Maybe they could make a movie.
Maybe they could join up a Slow Motion Explosion and check out their MySpace page and learn how a real band's supposed to sound. What's next? Are we on Vault?
I don't know. Let's see.
I love when the intern hosts a show. We have no idea what's going on.
You know what? I'm going to go out of order here. I'm going to go with game plan.
Okay. Hold on a second. Don't we have to open the video vault then to go to game plan?
Actually, game plan wasn't in the video vault. It was a newer movie.
Sort of. Was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Well, that's not... Does that qualify as a video vault movie?
Yeah, I'd put it in the vault personally.
All right. We'll have to open the video vault then.
Okay.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in a spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good-looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good-looking.
And we're back. Our next movie on the list is Game Plan. This is directed by Andy Fickman, who did direct movies She's the Man, which starred Amanda Bynes, and a new one called Race to Witch Mountain. This movie stars Dwayne Johnson, who used to be a wrestler known as The Rock, Kira Sedgwick, Madison Pettis, who played the girl, Rosalind Sanchez, Paige Turku, who was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 and 3 back in 91 and 93, and Gordon Clapp, who used to be in NYPD Blue.
Do you remember this movie?
I do. This was a very good movie. I enjoyed it. Dwayne Johnson was proving again that his acting career is going up.
Pardon?
It's going up.
We'll get back to that.
Okay. The movie's basically, he's a football player. He finds out he's the star football player, and he has this big ego, much like wrestlers do.
Which I think you have yourself.
Okay. He finds out he has this daughter, which he never knew about, and she comes to live with him because her mother has to go off somewhere. And the story goes, he has to take care of her while he's playing football, while he's going around promoting stuff. And
he has to be a dad, basically.
Yes.
For the first
time. So his life is turned around because he's got this daughter.
Let's back this up.
Okay.
Now, what woman do you know would drop off her kid to somebody she doesn't know? Like, obviously, she knew him X number of years ago. 8 years ago, I think it is.
8 years ago. Right.
No woman's going to do this. So this premise alone is just kind of
Okay. If she didn't really drop him off because she didn't know, she didn't really run away, but she ran over to see him, the daughter.
I guess so, but I mean, I don't know. That's, forgetting that aside, which is a little strange. Dwayne Johnson can act?
I would say so, yeah. What's basically, wrestling is acting. Right?
Right, but right. It's a character.
It's a character. It's like Rupert, just switched character.
No, let's back this up. It's like Rupert Grint and Harry Potter. He's one character. Doesn't mean he can be somebody else. What other movie's good, Dwayne Johnson? He was horrible in the Get Shorty follow-up.
What about the Scorpion King, the first one?
He doesn't act. He walks around. I'm going to kill you. And the second one, he's Conan. Conan doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So don't say him. He's a good actor. Rosalind Sanchez is just beautiful to look at any time.
Okay.
Kara Sedgwick's always been competent. And Paige Turco, I have no clue who is even in this movie since you told me she's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 1, 2, and 3.
No, just 2 and 3.
Whatever. So, but overall, I thought this movie was fun.
It actually, oh, you did like the movie.
I did like this
okay,
movie.
Okay, that's what I was. That's, I was wondering there for a minute.
I was getting there. I thought this movie was, the premise was kind of a little strange, but I did like it.
Well, good.
I thought it had a nice feel-good movie, like Long Shots. If you want your kids just to have a nice bland life, make them watch Game Plan and Long Shots back to back. They'll think the world's a happy place for the most part.
But you did like Game Plan.
I did like Game
I
Plan.
I think I remember who recommended this movie to you.
No, actually, I saw it in theaters.
Oh, you did? Okay, because I
video or something.
Rented it.
I saw this a long time ago.
Okay.
This was a great movie. I think it was fun. It was well done. It's actually what Long Shot should have been.
Yes.
In some ways. It's very, actually, you know what? These two movies are almost exactly the same. Don't you find?
No. Yeah. I find the Game Plan a better movie. A better quality.
But what
picture.
I'm saying is, it both involves a little girl.
Yeah.
They both have to discover themselves and discover who they are.
True.
And you know, in both films, this one doesn't know her dad, but she gets to hang out with her dad. The other one, she doesn't know her dad, discovers he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, she thinks her dad's a jerk, and then discovers she really likes him in the end.
But he is a jerk in this movie.
He is.
Yes.
And then he becomes a better person through her.
Right.
So this is almost the same movie with just a little different premises. Both involve football.
Yep.
You know, one's just the dad playing football, one's a girl plays football. And that's about it. No?
Yes.
Anything else to say?
Nope, that's it.
Would you recommend this?
I would. It's I give it a thumbs up.
What age group would you recommend this to?
This I'd recommend for, say, 12 to 18.
So why are you renting it?
Because I enjoy this
you
movie.
You don't fit that age.
No, I don't. I'm afraid I don't. But I enjoy the fun type movies. And okay. I found this a fun type movie.
I think it's a great family movie. And yeah. I'd probably give it to my 8-year-old niece with any issue. I wouldn't give her Long Shots because it puts me asleep. But she would like this, I think.
Yeah.
She's got a little girl, so maybe. What's next?
Well, next up is Vertical Limit. This was directed by Vertical Limit. Martin Campbell. It stars Chris O'Donnell, Robin Tunney, Bill Paxton, Scott Glenn, and Isabella Scorupo.
Hey, it's got Nicholas Lee, who was also in Chaos.
Yes, that's right.
Don't forget that. And Bill Paxton, who I always love, and Scott Glenn. So what did you think of it, Bob?
I liked it. It was, it involves, going back towards the premise, it involves two mountain climbing brothers and sisters. It starts off with their father getting killed, and they break apart for a few years because they fought over, like, he could have been saved, but the father said no.
It's a come-together movie.
Yes, basically. So I found it really good. I enjoyed it because they have to, again, when they come together, they have to...
Back this up. There's more to this movie. Tell the premise of the movie, other than coming together. They have to climb a mountain. Is it Kilimanjaro?
I believe it is, yeah.
I think they have to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. He brings Chris O'Donnell in because Robin Tunney knows he's one of the best climbers.
Right.
And that's the premise of the movie. And there's Scott Glenn lives on the mountain, we discover.
Yep.
Because he lost his wife years ago trying to find it. Bill Paxton just wants to get up the mountain to be the first person ever to do it, to get to the summit.
Right, because he's this rich guy.
And he wants to put his flag up there and make more money.
Right.
So that's the premise for the movie. So you're kind of like, where's this going to be? An action-adventure movie? And it doesn't go that way, does it?
No.
It gets a little dark at times, I thought.
It does. We find out some things happen along the way. I think
Nicholas Lee dies pretty early.
Yes, he does. There's a few people that die in the movie.
Yeah, and the end of this movie, I thought Isabella Scorpito looked pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
And I didn't really recognize her. I've never heard of her before this.
She was...
She's in Rain of Fire. I know that. And that's about all I know about her.
Okay.
I wonder why she didn't have a career. She wasn't too bad.
She shows up every once in a while in different movies.
Yeah, but I thought she was. She looks like that look they were looking for around this time period. Robin Tunney's just so plain looking. Drives me. I think she's an excellent actress.
Yeah.
But just so plain looking.
Well, she was in The Craft years ago. And
she's on Prison Break and she gets knocked off. Oh, hopefully nobody's, just ruined Prison Break for people. I should shut up. But she does get knocked off at the end of season one. And Chris O'Donnell's just so bland. He's like white flour. He needs something to spark him up. I mean, I like he's a competent actor, but I mean, he's a great actor.
Well, he was good in this. He was different in this movie than he was in the Batman and Robin movie.
Bland in those too.
Is he?
He's very bland.
All right.
So yeah, overall, I mean, I love Scott Glenn when he goes nuts. Okay, you know what? I don't want to ruin the end of this movie because I really liked it, but I should recommend people. This is one of those. I think movies that came out in the 80s you probably may have not have seen, that I would really recommend. I loved it. I thought this was a great movie. A little slow at times, could have been a little quicker, maybe 20 minutes chopped off, and I would have liked it a lot more.
Okay.
And I recommend it. It's one of those just nice feel, I wouldn't say feel good movies, one of those good adventure movies that could have fallen through the cracks I recommend to people to watch.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up myself.
I give it a thumbs up, too.
Okay.
Wow, when does that happen?
We agree?
Wow, we made it through one. So, no, we agreed on game plan. That's two.
Yep, two.
Next up.
Next up, I'm going to jumble it up a bit and go with Super Size Me.
Ooh. I think you have been supersized already, Bob.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment, however. Okay, Super Size Me, it's directed by Morgan Spurlock, and starring Morgan Spurlock.
I didn't realize
sort of self-promotion.
I didn't know he directed this.
He did. It's sort of a documentary on what would happen if he goes on a diet of nothing but McDonald's for 30 days.
Yuck.
For 30 days, I couldn't eat nothing but McDonald's.
Morning, noon, and night.
Morning, noon, and night.
I wonder if the sound guy could do it.
I don't think he could.
He looks hungry enough to do it.
He might be hungry.
Maybe we should brought food next time we come and give him something to eat.
Yeah.
I guess those tubes I brought him that one time didn't give him self-fulfillment. Oh, well.
He might find the old pizza in the video vault.
And we should go get him some of that crusty, moldy stuff.
Yeah.
And Kevin looks, he's munching on it. We'll let Kevin eat it. So, cool. I think we both decided we couldn't do this diet?
No. But it's a good documentary.
Even in high school? You don't think in high
school? No, I don't think in high school either. I had to actually branch out and get some, Arby's. A salad. That'd be good.
No, Arby's.
Arby's salad.
You look like a KFC guy, though. I think you could do 30 days on KFC.
No, not even KFC. KFC, it's like, they have their 11 herbs and spices. I think I'd be spiced out.
What could you do 30 days on? Is there a fast food chain you could do 30 days
Not for 30 days, no. But.
You know what? I would like to say Taco Bell, but I think by day three, I will hurl. Which Morgan Spurlock does quite regularly in this movie, I think, during the filming of it.
Yes, he does. And we had to watch it. Although I'm going to go on a limb, and I don't know, and I'm probably thinking that Simon will say no. I'm going to give it a thumbs up because it he directs well. He describes the diet and he describes what's going on, and
what would happen to people. This movie. There really is no directing. It's basically a documentary of, you know, I could do the same thing of me going to people's houses asking for cold cuts. You know, that's the directing that needs to be involved in this movie.
Yeah.
There is no directing. But overall, I did enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
But just the thought of 30 days, like after an hour and a half or an hour 40 this movie, I'm ready to puke.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't remember the last day he has a McDonald's party. But that's not, let's back this up. This is not what makes this movie good, is him eating McDonald's.
No.
Well, it's the characters he meets why he eats McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like he meets that guy that got married at McDonald's, has a Big Mac every day.
Yeah.
Like those are the things I think it makes this movie good. I think it's
I
think it's
there was also the character of these people that their whole basement is covered in McDonald's memorabilia.
Yeah.
They're collectors. And this is good because like you and I are both collectors of whatever.
Crap.
Crap, sure.
You
we'll
can say
crap.
I'm sure my wife
you
would
have comics,
that.
I have comics, autographs, stamps, whatever.
I also have Slow Motion Explosions album in my collection too. Signed.
Oh. Signed?
Signed album.
Ooh, an autographed album.
Yeah, those are tough to come by. I think I'm the only guy in existence that has one still.
I should find one of those.
Nope, can't have it. Only one's allowed to be signed by the whole band.
Oh.
If anybody else signs the whole thing, automatically self-implode.
Really?
Yeah, can't do it.
Okay. Well, I think I could talk our sound guy into possibly giving me a copy. I don't
think that's possible.
No?
So we decided now none of us can go here. We like the characters in the movie.
Yes.
I thought it was weird how fat he got eating this stuff.
I know, but like over 30 days, and he gained, what, 15 pounds just doing it?
And it, yeah, but wouldn't every time I think about this, I'm looking going, and on the last day, he has a McDonald's party.
Yeah.
He must have been hurling. Like, his body must have wanted a salad.
It was trying to fight him because he went to the doctor and it showed them, like, he says it's rejecting and your heart's racing. But also, did you see the part where he puts McDonald's products under glass and for 30 days he's looking at them in there and McDonald's products and a fresh hamburger and it shows what the progression of stuff is.
Oh, that was nasty. That was by the end of that. Nothing happened to McDonald's.
I know. And one of the containers looked like a rainforest, but it's still nothing happened to it.
Yeah. Scary what's in this food that we consume.
I'm still going to I'm gonna give it a thumbs up because I enjoyed it.
I'm giving it a very thumbs up. I think it's a very informative movie about what happens to people who eat this junk. But, I mean, I don't know. 30 days of Taco Bell, I'm still thinking about it. Maybe I can get the sound guy to help me out in the summer. Maybe me and him go on a road trip across, I don't know, states, go to all the Taco Bells, if we can find them. I don't know. 30 days of Arby's. I think I'd die after the first hour. What do you think? What's next? Enough of that.
Enough of that? Okay, I'm going to go with Don't Say a Word. This is something that I have. It's directed by Gary Fletcher, who did Kiss the Girls, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
A horrible, horrible, horrible movie. Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Don't watch this movie. That'll be one of them.
It starred Michael Douglas, Brittany Murphy, Famke Janssen.
Famke Janssen.
Okay.
Give her spandex any day.
Now, the premise of the movie is Michael Douglas finds this girl who's she's traumatized by something that happened to her in the past. His daughter gets kidnapped by this guy, and he's looking for something. So Michael Douglas has to help him find the thing that only Brittany Murphy can help him find, and basically ends when Michael Douglas kills the guy. Oops, I just gave that away.
That's fine. He kills Sean Bean. I'll even give away even more.
Okay.
Okay, it's about them looking for a code.
Right.
Brittany Murphy has the code locked in her head.
Yep.
And she's been traumatized since her dad. It's about a jewelry robbery years ago. And Sean Bean, the guy, her dad stole the diamond, or the ruby. I think it's a ruby. And it's locked in her head, and they have to hunt the girl down.
Yeah.
And they know nobody else can get it out but Michael Douglas, so they kidnap Michael Douglas's daughter, and he has to go and get the code, break her basically out of solitary confinement of somewhat,
yep,
and get her to reveal the code. That's what the movie's about. I thought this movie was a little strange, a little slow. I thought it moved quicker. You know, I like the movie at times.
I really like the movie, too.
I find it kind of weird, you know, when they're hiding out in the apartment that you didn't figure out it was the apartment, like Michael Douglas didn't figure that out.
No.
I thought that was
although
a little strange.
Famke figures it out, his wife.
Because the daughter helps her,
yeah,
I think.
She's hitting something and Famke hears it and she has a broken leg, so she can't really do anything.
Which I thought was kind of cool that they isolated her off instantly. So she could be a character in the movie, be the mother, because the mother would be the focal point of any of these movies. It's always the mother freaking out and I want my kid back.
Yeah.
And they took that out immediately. And I thought it was a kind of cool little catch. I don't know what I want. Little gadget they used to take care of it. Overall, I don't know. I didn't love this movie. I didn't hate it. I just thought it was a little slow.
I didn't have to say I liked it.
Well, you own it. So
I own it. That's why I liked it. I bought it. So, our next movie is College Road Trip.
Yeah, College Road Trip. Yeah, directed by Roger Kimmel, The Sweetest Thing, Cruel Intentions 2, starring Martin Lawrence, Raven Simone, Donnie Osmond, and Will Sasso, who was on Mad TV. Why was this movie
Mad
made?
TV? Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live?
No, Mad TV.
Okay.
Maybe he might have been on Saturday Night Live, too. I don't know. Is Martin Lawrence's career over, officially? Is he a joint Eddie Murphy in the Please Stop Working
I think
category?
No, this was basically a vehicle for Raven Simone.
Well, she produced it.
She produced it. She was also in Cosby Show and Cheetah Girls. So this was a move for her, but she gets to sing a song in this one.
She does with Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
This movie is awful. I think this movie is made for 8-year-old girls. Because I think they're the only ones that might have enjoyed it. It's about Raven Simone trying to find a college, and her dad wants her to go close to home because he's an overprotective father.
Well, he's very overprotective.
Okay, super overprotective. And uh-huh. She decides she doesn't want to go there. She wants to go try something else. And this is about her and her dad bonding on their trip to the college. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's not funny. I didn't laugh once. I couldn't care less after the first half an hour. And if Donny Osmond's ever allowed to act again, I will stop watching movies.
So you're saying that, again, with the premise that I had about some singers should not act, some actors should not sing.
Absolutely.
Some comedians should not act or sing.
Correct.
Okay.
You got it.
I'm going to have to say I hated it.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah.
We can move along. We got to get this wrapped up. So okay. Let's get our last one done.
Our last one is Pathology. This one was pathetic.
Oh, this is beyond pathetic. They should change this movie from Pathology to Pathetic.
Yeah.
Do not rent me. We need to go back. Oh, I don't know. Maybe write a script. Oh, I have a great idea, Philo Morgan. And on Heroes, you know when you play a character that has no emotion, it's kind of eh. Maybe you should try a different role. Maybe you should take some acting lessons. Maybe you should actually learn to act. I mean, he works well in Heroes because his character is kind of moody and kind of doesn't say much, kind of just looks like, I don't get it. Well, he's like this in this whole movie.
Yeah.
The movie's it's about a game, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I've seen this.
Oh, I remember this. This was in a morgue type thing.
They're trying to play a game, and he ends up killing the guy playing the game. It's who can kill each other first, isn't it?
I think that's it.
I don't know. I could not. It was so muddly, the plot, muddy. I couldn't get it.
It was confusing is what it was.
Okay, it was confusing. I didn't understand it. I didn't care. I couldn't care less. And I saw Alyssa Milano, so I knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah. You didn't like Alyssa Milano.
She's bad in everything.
Charmed?
I've never seen it.
It's a good show. How about John Delancey and Kiro O'Donnell? Kiro O'Donnell was a surprise for me. He was in Wedding Crashers, so...
I don't know who that is.
He was the brother who was a little bit off in Wedding Crashers.
Sounds like you.
Thank you so much.
You're the little guy that's off on the podcast. So you kind of have something in common.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I have nothing really to say about this other than it's crap. Horrible. Do not rent. You know what? If you want to shoot yourself at the end of a movie watching experience, watch College Road Trip, then watch Pathology and Driving Lessons all in the same evening. If that doesn't make you want to burn your Blockbuster membership, I don't know what will.
So you're giving it a thumbs down, basically.
I'm not even giving it anything.
You're not. It's not worth your.
It's not even worth
review?
Me rating.
Rating,
so
no
bad.
Rating. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say bad.
No,
thumbs down.
No, I
get that's
it.
Actually
two
not
thumbs
a
down
two thumbs
and
down.
A sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer.
Breaking every copy in existence.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like I won't be renting it again.
That's right. Nobody should. Dude.
Nope.
Go out and get like Bond Cops. What those Canadians. So I think that's it, intern. Do you have anything else to say?
Nope, that's it. That's it for our movies for this episode.
So if you guys out there didn't like Kevin and never want to see him again, email us at twogeeksm2c@yahoo.com. And please thank our sponsor, Slow Motion Explosion. Check out their MySpace. It always, always we enjoy listening to that album. Actually, I'm probably going to go home and listen to that album right now. Getting into my car, listen to it at home in the tub, listen to it. Yes, I'll be naked in the tub listening to that album.
Well, that's a scary thought.
So thanks, everybody. We enjoy the emails we get. Please continue. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.